Hello and welcome. So I've been putting this off for a very long time, and I'm just going to get to it. So let's talk about awakening things. Number one, awakening. What the hell is this word awakening that everybody keeps talking about? Well, it's a spiritual awakening, so I guess you can classify it as something not of the physical realm, but there can be physical symptoms of awakening. Awakening happens when a person goes into a different state of consciousness, and energetically this can mean that they also change on a very, very subtle level, and this can bring on physical changes as well, like different preferences for food suddenly can happen. Without any other reason, any other biological, physical illness reasons. This could mean features on their face, like the eyes can change. And this can mean that they may feel differently in the body. They may become far more sensitive. You know, to the touch and things like that. Obviously, that's a very simplified version. In the more subtle aspects of a person, they may have their psychic abilities, third eye open, all that sort of things to describe something that is not of the usual human experience. And I say not of the usual human experience because it is, I would like to think of psychic abilities as actually being normal abilities, and that modern humans have just let go and not, well, I mean, we've been conditioned to so much that we've lost our psychic abilities. So think of it as some ancient abilities coming back instead of, you know, these sort of abnormal sort of phenomenon that's happening, which is not the case. It's very normal to have psychic abilities. Psychic abilities can include all of the senses, including the intuitive sense, or the sixth sense, some people call it. So you can be, sometimes people can have all their psychic abilities awakened, and suddenly they can see clearly without seeing with their physical eyes. They can hear clearly without hearing with their ears. They can hear things that are of the ether and in the energetic plane of existence. And to me, all this means is that they've tapped into what's already there. And what's already there is, what is already there is that the universe is infinite. The universe is immeasurable by what tools and limited methods of measurement we have at the present point with science. And there are things I'm not a scientist. I'm not anywhere near, someone who's knowledgeable about science. But I know that there are aspects of science, like quantum physics and physics and things like that, that does explain a lot that aren't just, you know, physically trying to collect physical evidence of something. And, you know, our tools and our measuring instruments are constantly evolving. So we have, you know, we haven't arrived at a point in our existence where we can really decipher and be able to know everything there is to know about the universe. I think whether you're a believer of spiritual stuff or not, I think we can all agree that we don't yet have the instruments to measure everything that there is to measure in the known and unknown multiverses, and that to assume that we know everything and that nothing exists just because we can't prove it yet is the equivalent of really being ignorant. So we don't want to be assuming that we know everything about the multiverse. Anyway, that was a bit of a tangent. So coming back to awakening symptoms and things like that. So shifting from the gross to the subtle, physical symptoms, mental symptoms, emotional symptoms, all of that sort of stuff. You can experience altered states of consciousness. You can see colors that are a lot more vividly than how they appear to the naked eye. It's the result of seeing a combination of what is in the ether with your spiritual eye. I mean, quote unquote, eye, you know, we have to still use words to describe stuff. So even though we're describing the indescribable, state of mind, emotions and things like that can change. And, your belief systems, values, can suddenly shift drastically. For instance, you can, you know, be someone who has a lot of trouble letting go of something that you've experienced that may have bugged you. You know, somebody said something at a party and you're not happy about that, and you think about it for weeks on end. And no matter how much, you know, you work on that rumination, it's very difficult for you to let go of negative experiences. I mean, just as an example. After awakening, your personality can change so drastically that, you know, you seem like a completely different person. So enough about symptoms, because I'll talk a little bit more about those maybe in different episodes. But so one of the most important things to understand about awakening is, you probably hear my bunnies in the background.
My bunny wants some food. Okay.
I might make this episode a very short one and go feed my bunnies and then come back and make another episode. I really don't know where the hell I'm going with this, but I keep thinking I need to put everything down onto paper and then read it from a transcript and make it perfect. And it's not happened since like 3 years ago, when I had my awakening. And, so I'm just going to, you know, do this as it comes. All right. Thanks for listening, and keep out, hopefully, for the next few. I don't know if I'm going to be consistent with this, really. Okay, bye.